Hear Me Out, A Poem of Reasonings. Through the softest of whispers, or screams loud and resonating, wisdom speaks. In cacophonous ejaculations or strangled gasps, foolishness creeps. Into the mind, all opinion seeps. Unchangeable skins creating irreconcilable trends tends to hide ignorance in ways that make it impossible to make amends. Once the best of friends. It ends in pools of division, wherein stay all of those who lack the vision to see beyond ridiculous schism. A cultural clash created by the redundancies of the societal class, chasing dreams invented through wicked means, selfishness it all seems, teeming with cracked foundations, making useless the revealing of future revelations. They call for patience. But how does that make sense when all has frozen? Tell me again, who are the chosen? Those sent. Then, when in contempt, why do they relent? Pressing ahead only, never looking back to repent, therefore destined to repeat the sins of the Father. But of this, who dares to bother? Breaking foundational barriers built by foundational carriers, farriers, leading men about like the horse that chases the carrot. They wear it. Now it has grown then. Abusing scripture to recreate hate. Unbelievable that the saints partake in segregation through the bounds of habitation debate. No, wait. Just hear me out. Let soft tones prevail, forgoing the growing need to shout. It is those things that we can do without. From the pit there to wallow, drowning in the cesspool of filth we were forced to swallow, envious of the cloud above whose very first steps were hollowed, hatred of the silver spoon, swooning with jealousy of the opportunity given through womb, burning the heart until with hatred the hoary head is carried to tomb. Too soon. They claim to read the room, yet with every relatable conspiracy they jump the broom. Too soon. If only the blindness was contagious, finding these trivial details absurdly outrageous, fixated on foolishness such as the differences of faces and places. Though claiming the Spirit of God to be faceless, why is it that we can't face this? We, who be neither Scythian nor barbarian, playing the devil's games, lost in who they're marrying. It's scary when, in hatred for spiritual brother, the reaper will bury them, feasting on their souls like carrion. Will you hear me out or carry on? It's just a matter of reasoning. Doctor, apostle, reverend, pastor, and priest, humble titles for those who, with mouths, consider themselves the least, fodder for the beast. Filled with irrelevant causes, overflowing with irreverent dogmas, creating endless streams of man-made clauses, these are the pauses, all claiming to be the new pauses. Seats filled with parishioners dressed to the nines, pleasing God through their conditioners, building themes in their minds. Not hard to find. Beautiful, if only they weren't lying. Defying the very one who bought, a purchase misplaced, keeping their heads bowed just to save face. Hear it? There be the call to prayer. A penance for those who find themselves unaware, for in their homes, was God not there? Emotion overload, overflowed with vain oblations, carried about with vague ostentations. Could these be the relations of those we see sacrificing lives? Who strives for the glory of God in truth, while making sure to be seen of all men for the sake of their proof? Filling themselves with much busyness. Silly this. For somehow the zeal in the pew doesn't follow once church is through. Who knew? Songs of glory, the only telling our story, singing to gratify, not God, but I. The melodious tones of my harmonious chord, in accordance with the felonious word. How could that be? belief dwindled down to mere familial tradition. Tradition belittled for the sake of the human condition, a rendition of which we see share in complete defilement. And this as they dance down the aisle with mass confusion in the chaos of the utterings. Utterly destitute of wisdom leaves nothing but the stutterings. Remove your hat and drop your hair. Tighten your tie and look aware. For who knows, perhaps God will be there. Faith for superstition. In a stupor they search for missions, spilling money into the call for simply for the sake of riches. Please hear me out, for the truth of this cycle is simply vicious. And who will stand before God guiltless? Can I get a witness? Word to the witless. Marshalling the parade of envy, chasing the same goals. A majority of lost souls, foals roaming the grounds in the footsteps of a mother lost. Simply trying to remember the old ways. Gone from memory is the grace of those days. All strays. From the child to the wisdom of wit. Is it possible that of life, this is just it? To gain and give away all that one has. To gain again and return the gainings that move fast. Though none of it can last. Consider the betters, possessors of the most stuff. Green always the color of those who find their lives rough. Though it was seen for every person to be more than enough. Hand to cuff. Blindness the cause of debilitating hatred. Ignorance the path of the lords who cannot make it. Makes sense. Makes sense? It makes sense only to the original, but that virgin is lost. Souls fallen at low cost. And when the race is over and the final tally counted, only then will there be the rendering as to what it all amounted. And only then will they understand how foolish they all sounded. In God we trust. But it would seem that in these people we must place temporary hope in the assuasion of our lust. So, in man we trust, just for the now. Brother against brother, sister against mother, love lost in the lies of promises from another, spiritually, allegedly attuned to the same, though through the pilgrimage the family has lost its name, the honor of the father has faded, a game and the devil has played it, after all, the devil has made it, desires left unsated, false hopes built on dreams the enemy created, and who can wait out? The spirit that be in us must shout, aggrieved by those who still claim to believe, though they receive with open arms the hate of the country. So journey with aliens foreign to the purposes of the hungry. Saints claiming God first but pledging all fealty to the flag of another. All praise to the irreligious though favorable governor. Heads lifted above. Father, please destroy all others. We be as Israel and this beautiful land, our mother. Kingdom first mentality only in theory. Erase that only in tongue. Erase that. Just erase that. The kingdom has fallen. Thankfully, the king remains on his throne. Thankfully, the great savior has gone to prepare for me a home. The journey has grown tedious. The brethren lost to the enemy, seeds strewn on dry ground. How does this sound? Easily justifying everything our Christ stood against. Well, at least they no longer straddle the fence. As the lukewarm is spewed out, so the lost children are safe, for they be completely cold. This depressing lyric so quickly grows old. Prayers to return the country to God. How odd. When was it ever his? In this land, the devil lives. Look beyond as far as the eye can see, east to west. That throne that surrounds now a trophy of the enemy's conquest. Both sides of the aisle standing, hand in hand without landing, maintaining stony faces against God's reprimanding. And yet, brother continues to fight brother. The broken-hearted father betrayed, for the children love another. They've no desire for home, for in this land where they roam, they have planted their flag. And now beg the father that he let it remain as is throughout all ages. Music, movies, clothes, and hair, celebrations of irrelevance piling high everywhere. Even as the civilized look to condescend, the condescended upon look back with refusal to make amends. It begins in the same places where it ends, fighting over the best faces and places of vanity, a battle for ritualistic insanity. Is this truly the fate of humanity? Worshippers of us for us, no cause, no fuss. Plus, relinquishing the ability to be accepted of God. Instead, seeking acceptance of men, and so we follow. Down the roads broad, ending in spirits hollow, told to swallow, soul to follow. Behold the mold, they all wallow. But is it truly filth as they wilt away? These be the games we play. For this is the reality of the cultural gangs to sway. A needle in hay. Simply to find one who doesn't walk that way. Worshippers of the leader, though none know who lead. Followers of the brightest, though all seem so dark. Embarking on a quest to conquer and be conquered the same. But the journey has already halted, for the children are lame. The men are tame, leaving the women to claim. Seen in own eyes as the image of perfection, head to toe, not considering the biased reflection, a lost connection. Any change considered an unacceptable defection from the people. For in this, we are all equal. Our gods be men. We bow down solely because we look like them. Rather, they look like us, gods with no power. Idols, to the true one, leaving a taste sour. Babylon to fall, check your watch, soon comes the hour. The entire culture will crumble just as the Babel Tower. And what is left? Just a question of reasonings. Fanatical mentalities and erasure of consequential realities, moving in zones of unconsciousness, speaking with tones that used to be saved for subconsciousness. No longer capable of reasonable delegations, the dividing lines lost in confused regulations. Bear with me, this may require patience. For the sake of foolishness, all purposeful living held in stasis. Yet, not for lack of effort, let this bear the record. Excitement abounds as the sound surrounds. A feverish pitch as masses flood the majestic stadiums. Faces painted, reactions tainted. In extremity minds fainted. A faded nonfiction for the sake of the unreal. In line with lies tempered to fracture how they feel. This must be the new deal. Souls slowly fading away as the mind becomes sealed. The scar is greater than skin deep. Into the minds of the children their zeal seeps. Now, none of them sleeps. But why? Too busy thinking of tomorrow's gains. Unplugged from reality, forsaking the path that should remain. Has the world gone insane? No. Sanity by nature of vote is relative. Life forfeited to any cause welcomed by the collective. Collecting a mass of meaningless treasure. Pleasure now found in measure of worth of what is done. It would seem as though they have called Solomon's bluff, for this thing be new. No, old potions reflecting the same notions, moving through life steamed up into vanity's motions. Hours flow by, but where has the time gone? In spirit have they grown? No, but my fantasy is fulfilled. Like a child with the toys, a man lost in illusion. Spending time and money given to self-delusion. In collusion with the spirit that seeks to cause mass confusion. Protrusion abounding as cancers ending in the mind's contusion. Fighting for causes to useless wars. Gladiators battling to gain the highest scores. In the end, both sides lose. When this level of vanity we choose. Setting up leagues abounding with lesser purpose. Purpose betrayed in honor of the honestly, honorably worthless. Could it really be worth this? But in the end, they'll say, if only I'd had the time to walk that way. Emotional betrayals eyeing the apple of love, sequestering the souls of others for temporary pleasure, agreeing to the same until one falls too deeply. Now the villains of heart are born. Relationships torn as one side laughs and the other mourns. Beware the spirit that has been scorned. Burned up in lust, lying for the sake of love. No, for the sake of pleasure, for this be the real. Does it matter how they feel? Abomination seeps into the cracks of a godless nation, replacing the divine nature for spiritual tribulation, waiting for an end into a corruption that has become total, a protocol for ignorance. Love undefined perverts the mind, as feeling replaces reason and understanding for a lesser kind of truth wherein so many will die. Lost in their own confusion, but with the devil in full collusion, abusing the body and the soul. Sinning against one's own flesh, incapable of becoming whole. But who shall lead them? The child is lost, for the mother has forsaken wisdom, and the father is lost to lust. Words by which to cuss. Custom made from the crust of indecision, deciding to forsake God in his wisdom. In his wisdom. If every man does what is right in his own eyes, when they all fall down, where comes the surprise? In the name of tolerance. Forsaken the one who bought them. Instead of exhibiting true love, they show themselves to be in league with the one who fought him. A losing battle. Choosing to rattle the chains, listening to foolishness of the lie that remains. They stay the same, claiming they love the game, devouring the flesh of one another as trophies they claim. Hear me out. Love, as defined by its creator, is greater than understanding of a hater. Waiting for restitution can never make the feeling greater. Stagnation sets in when in the hands of sin. Superterrestrial beings find something deeper within. What God does reject, can man accept? Yes, but to every course of action there is reward, the good with the bad. A poem of reasonings. Unpossessable by men of the ways of pure wisdom, for truth has been corrupted from the days when we were with him. I insist then, let us consider with greater means the truths of life as told by the wisdom as he sings. For he brings something greater to light. And if we can know anything, his ways are always right. To the pure, all things are pure. But to the defiled, all is corrupt and corrupted. Today we make our stand, be silent or shout. But lend me the reason of the moment. Just hear me out.